Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this first Sunday in Advent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first lesson appointed for the first Sunday in Advent is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 through 16, the Lord's eternal covenant with King David as follows. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, Lift Up Your Hearts, You Mighty Gates. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe that God the Father always keeps his promises he has made to us through the prophet Jeremiah in the birth of Jesus as our righteousness and Messiah. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the first lesson, Jeremiah chapter 33, with special attention to verses 33 and 37 as follows. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever made a promise to anyone? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever made a promise to anyone? I'm certain all of us have. As a matter of fact, we make promises all the time. How many times have we heard someone say, I promise not to be late, or I promise never to do that again, or I promise to be good? Whatever it is, all of us have made a lot of promises in the past, and yet we have not always kept them. Unfortunately, we have broken many promises we have made to others in the past, whether at home, at school, at work, at church, or anywhere else. This is especially true for those who have promised to be faithful to Jesus on their confirmation day or on their wedding day, and yet have not kept their promises, their vow to be faithful to Jesus, or their vow to be faithful to each other until death separates them. Unfortunately, because of our sinful nature, we have not kept all the promises we have made, not only to God, but to our family, friends, neighbors, and others. And yet it is interesting to note that God the Father is always faithful and keeps all his promises to us. God the Father does not only promise to take care of us, to guard and protect us from any danger, harm, or evil, but he also loves us and forgives us every time we sin against him by thought, word, or deed, with his mercy, kindness, and compassion. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah says in our text for today. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And God the Father has fulfilled it and kept his promise made 600 years ago before the birth of Christ as the Messiah. God the Father has promised to deliver us from the bondage and slavery of sin. The prophet Jeremiah writes, in those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness. And it happened just as Jeremiah prophesied, that Jesus as a righteous branch would spring up and become the promised Messiah, the covenant the Lord God made with King David. We read the important messianic reference made by the prophet Jeremiah saying, in those days Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Yes, God has kept his promise as Judah was saved and Jerusalem was secured by the righteousness of the Lord. And he makes that same promise to us today, to trust in Jesus, the promised Messiah, to save us and keep us also secure in his righteousness. Not only trusting in Jesus as our own righteousness, but getting ready and prepared for him, not only for another Christmas, as the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, but especially for his second coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as we talked about it during the last two Sundays concerning the end of times. Trusting in Jesus and getting ready and prepared for him in the same spirit of the shepherds out in the fields, waiting patiently for a sign from God as they watch their flocks by night. The angelic message by the angel of the Lord in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Trusting in Jesus and getting ready and prepared for him in the same spirit of the three Magi, as they also waited patiently, as the star of the east finally rested over the house in which they were staying. We read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, that when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts. Trusting in Jesus and getting ready and prepared for him in the same spirit of old Simeon, as he also waited patiently to see the baby Jesus and held him as an infant in his arms, saying, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and to the glory of thy people Israel. This is especially true again with the temptation of getting ready and prepared for the Christmas commercialism being displayed here in the Big Bear Valley or in the shopping centers and malls in Redlands and Victorville, distracted by the promises made to us with special sales right after Thanksgiving Day, distracted during this Advent and Christmas season with wishes of happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Whatever it is, we are constantly being distracted from focusing our attention on the promises God the Father has made and kept for us in the coming of the Messiah, that the Lord is our righteousness through the birth of Jesus as our Savior, instead of getting all wrapped up with the Christmas lights, trees, cards, gifts, and decorations. And yet, at the same time, there is absolutely nothing wrong to put up our Christmas tree and decorations in our church and in our homes, to send our Christmas cards or to give Christmas gifts to our family, friends, and neighbors, as long as we keep in mind that in the midst of the Christmas lights, trees, cards, gifts, and decorations, we continue to find at the center of our celebration that it is still about the birth of Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger as our righteousness. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we also tempted to get distracted and all wrapped up with the Christmas lights, trees, cards, gifts, and decorations? Or are we getting ready and prepared in the right spirit for the coming of Jesus, the promised Messiah, to save us and to keep us also secure in his righteousness? The promise made by the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord is our righteousness. I hope so. I hope and pray that as we begin another Advent season, that we prepare our hearts and minds in the right spirit to receive Jesus as our own righteousness, in the same spirit of the shepherds out in the field, the three Magi as the star of the east finally rested over the house in which they were staying. in the same spirit of old Simeon, as he also waited patiently to see the baby Jesus. And if we have failed sometimes to get ready and prepared in the right spirit to receive Jesus as our righteousness and as our Messiah, God the Father offers us again His love, mercy, kindness, and forgiveness through His only Son, Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, that even though we do not always keep our promises, God the Father always keeps His promises He has made to us through the prophet Jeremiah in the birth of Jesus as our righteousness and Messiah, that His righteousness is also ours as we believe and trust in His saving promise, to believe it with all our heart, mind, and soul, that Jesus is the righteous branch that brings hope to us as we light the first Advent candle today. Light one candle for hope, one bright candle for hope. He brings hope to everyone. He comes, He comes. So may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Lift up your hearts, you mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To believe that God the Father always keeps His promises He has made to us through the prophet Jeremiah in the birth of Jesus as our righteousness and Messiah. To believe it with all our heart, mind, and soul, that Jesus is the righteous branch that brings hope to us during this Advent season. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, The Advent of Our King. Amen. Pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this first Sunday in Advent, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Savior of the Nations, come. Amen.